From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
So we had a look at the election result and we decided nothing happened and carried on as per.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We've had one local trading day under our belt post the general election, and people spoke, didn't they? And they delivered a resounding victory to the centre-left. And yes, pretty much no reaction to the election result from financial markets. I think on Friday I spoke about the perceived risk anyway from a financial market point of view of a Labour-Green coalition being necessary. Well, that perceived risk now has effectively been eliminated, hasn't it? Although we're still not sure what role the Green Party will have in the new government. But I think importantly now, financial markets will focus on probably what we should all be focusing on all along, and that's policy. And so we run through the highlights here because Labor now have a mandate to effectively to execute the policy that they've announced. So think about things like fiscal policy. We've seen Grant Robertson's modus operandi. We know what to expect on that front. We've seen the announced tax changes. So people earning over 180k a year, you're going to be paying more tax from April next year. Those new MPs coming into Parliament today, they'll just miss out on that pleasure, Mike. I think they sit at about 177,000. Don't they? But look, that's not a material change to the tax policy. Market will now wait and see what happens with the negotiations with Rio Tinto, because that announced negotiation that Labor is going to do, and recently some speculation over inclusion of a couple of those gentails into various ETFs and indices, that's driven the gentail sector quite a lot higher over the last few weeks. The RMA is going to get some attention. That'll give them the desire to get these infrastructure projects up and running. So I think the focus now goes back on those policies and what impact are they going to have.
Yep.
Focus probably shifts back to the RBNZ, Mike, actually, if I think about it, back to the QE program, with those details around the funding for lending program that we'll get in November, and particularly given now we've got this hard data that about the super hot residential property market. So I think that's where we go now.
Okay, you got some good news on the services sector. I see a 0.3 and it's above 50, so that's a good sign, isn't it?
It is, Mike. It is. So this is the BNZ, Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index. So it's printed at 50.3 yesterday. So it's right on the edge of the boundary, on the balance point between the sector contracting or expanding, but it's fallen on the side of expansion. So that trend is in the right direction, up 3.1 points since August. Over September, we saw the lift of the lockdown restrictions in Auckland. That's helped here. I'll make just a couple of quick comments about this. If you look at this together with the Performance of Manufacturing Index, it was released on Friday, that printed at 54, so also expanding, also up 3 points since August. So both measures moving in the right direction. But if we just drill down a little bit and look at the sub-indices or the components, and in particular, if I look at the employment index within the performance of services index, that hasn't gone over 50. And actually, it's the seventh consecutive month that it's been below 50. So employment in the services sector continues to contract. Now, the authors warn it's difficult to read these indicators too literally, but I think it highlights one of those key challenges for the Labor government now moving forward, and that's jobs.
Dead right. What are the numbers?
What have we got this morning? We've got the Dow Jones sitting at 28,533, down 72, so about a quarter of a percent down there. S&P 500, 3468, down 15.43%. NASDAQ, 11,650, down 20.18%. For the FTSE 100, 5884, down 35. The Nikkei, 23671, they gained 260 points yesterday, just up over 1%. Shanghai Composite lost 24 points, 0.7%. 7.1% fall, 3312. The ASX 200, they had a happy day on Monday, up 52 points, 0.85%, closing at 6229. But we actually just weakened off a little bit towards the end of the day in New Zealand, so we're down 48 points on the NZX 50, 12,385. That's a 0.39% fall. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, stronger actually, Mike, 0.6628 against the US, 0.9351 Aussie, so that's the strongest we've seen it for a number of weeks, 0.5625 euro, 0.5104 pounds, 69.87 yen, gold $1,909.72, Brent crude $42.95.
Yeah, great day, mate. See you tomorrow. You sound a bit croaky. You've been out celebrating with Chloe or something. You're right there. You...
a little bit croaky, Mike. A little bit croaky, but absolutely still here.
Good on you, mate. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz.